2 weeks ago, a Grand Aviation pilot tested positive for coronavirus, exposing nearly 100 people who flew with him to villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. And with us today is Dan Knezik, Grant Aviation's Vice President of Operations, to talk about what precautions Grant is taking. Dan, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I am in charge of all flight operations and maintenance. So basically the buck stops with me when it comes to the operation of our aircraft and maintenance.
And what was your reaction upon getting the news about the pilot who tested positive a couple weeks ago?
We've been prepared for this since the beginning of the pandemic and originally started putting plans together on how we will handle situations like this. Like every other essential critical infrastructure company in the state, we've had to come up with a plan to help limit the spread of the COVID because we were going to have to still continue to operate. And we had to file that with the state. And part of that plan is how we will handle a possible positive test result with one of our employees. You know, 99% of our business operates in rural Alaska. We had to come up with plans for all 8 bases that we operate out of. The reaction was, okay, have we implemented our protocols and are we working with YKHC and everything that's needed? And, you know, that was an immediate quarantine of the pilot. As you know, we have housing there. They're going to come in close contact with each other. And so we actually went the extra mile to quarantine those pilots and get as many of them rapid tested as we could. And we brought the positive pilot to Anchorage to use a special quarantine housing that we have set up just to limit any further exposure. Bethel's difficult just due to the amount of housing that's available. So that's why part of our plan is to get them out of there as fast as possible. And we were lucky that every employee that we tested that was in close contact was a negative result.
Mm-hmm. That was about 15. I read an ADN article today.
Since the rapid tests were limited, we had to put up basically a priority list together of people that we had asked to be rapid tests just in order to keep our operation going. And then the others were given tests that I think it took up to 5 days for the result. We had moved them to Anchorage as well.
Can you kind of talk a little bit about those protocols you have for your pilots before coming into Bethel?
Basically, there's 2 sets, just like with the state mandate. We follow all the state mandates and how they're supposed to be handled with critical infrastructure employees. So our Alaska resident employees, they at this time are not required to take a test before traveling to work because they're an in-state resident, just like the state mandate requires. They are required to go through health screening and temperature checks before they're even allowed to travel, and then they go through daily health screening and temp checks every day they're on shift. We have a few out-of-state workers, mainly pilots and mechanics, and they are all required to take tests within 72 hours and get negative results before they come to Alaska. Now, that we have found over time, getting test results that quick is extremely difficult. So we also have it set up where they'll go through the screening over the phone and everything before they even leave from the lower 48. They come up here, they're immediately tested at a company that we've contracted with and immediately go into quarantine until those results come in. It is at that time, once they get negative results, we will then allow them to set up travel to go to one of our western bases. Those employees, within 7 days of their original test, are tested again. The circumstances around this employee that tested positive, due to a family emergency at the end of his previous shift, they had to go to the lower 48. They weren't there very long, but just because they got to the lower 48, we required them to take a test just like they were an out-of-state resident. That test came back negative. He was only on the ground for a couple hours in Anchorage because he came from the southeast before he went west. It was the second test that they took that came back positive.
YKHC CEO Dan Winkleman is urging government officials for mandatory testing of business and state workers that come into Bethel. Is Grant planning to change some protocols about pilots coming into the region? And if so, what are those?
We're actually waiting on information from several testing facilities here in Anchorage to see how quickly can they get results and that kind of thing, because we are considering requiring all employees, whether they're residents or not, before they travel to anywhere in rural Alaska, that they get a negative test result. But what we want is we want quick results, so that therefore there isn't a length of time from when they take their test and when they actually leave, because there's that possible exposure in between then. So that's what we're waiting on right now, to see if there's some contractors that can provide rapid tests or quick results, because right now we're seeing an average of 5 to 7 days for any test taken here in Anchorage. And then we would want them to have a very short period from the minute they take their test to when they get the result, and then we send them out west. We're hoping to hear on some of the requests late this afternoon. We do want to do something along those lines.
We're also hearing from some community members in the YK Delta that grant pilots have not been wearing their masks. How are you guys enforcing your protocols, like for social distancing and mask wearing and disinfecting?
Well, we maintain disinfecting logs on all our aircraft. Every time that the aircraft's been disinfected, to maintain a log. We do have very strict protocols as far as our terminal spaces, of how often throughout the day they need to be disinfected. And we use our managers and the faith of our employees on that one. And as far as wearing masks in our terminal spaces, that's an easy one to enforce, because everybody sees each other, and we use all of our employees to help, you know, making sure each other are following that rule. It is a requirement we have at this company that any passenger carrying flight, that the pilot must be wearing a face covering. In our facilities, they're required to wear it, and then anytime they can't maintain social distancing, say when they're boarding the aircraft and everything. There is times that we're not requiring them, and that's when they're flying a cargo-only flight where they're by themselves. We operate single-pilot aircraft here. We have to trust our employees that they are following the policies that we set in place, and if we are being contacted that they're not, then we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that they are in the future. All employees have been told that disciplinary action, up to including termination, will happen if they found to be not in compliance with these policies.
Is there a way that community members, if they see a grant aviation pilot not wearing a mask during a passenger flight, to alert you guys?
Most community members know our phone number for the local base that we have there, whether it be Monick or Bethel, and can call and ask for our station manager or an assistant chief pilot. We also have an email address, wecare@flygrant.com, that I personally monitor every day, and I'd like to hear about it. But I want to make sure, too, that it's real. If it's a pilot that is seen from afar unloading boxes on an airport ramp by themselves, we allow that because they're not near anybody.
I was talking to a friend who grew up here who thinks pilots who come here from out of the region should adjust to like a 3 month on, 3 month off schedule during the pandemic to calculate time of quarantine and being able to work on and work off, and then also being able to leave the region and spend time elsewhere. I am curious if that is something that has been brought up or you guys would consider.
And there's several problems with that. One is FAA duty times. There are required days off in off-duty periods for all pilots. And it's not something that where we could have a pilot work 3 months straight. They'd have to have time off, so therefore we'd need the other pilots to be in place. And so we would have to have double the amount of housing that we currently have right at this moment, which in Bethel is very difficult to find, especially with the unknown length of time that we're going to be dealing with this pandemic. The other thing is we want our pilots rested and safe, and a lot of times working 15 days straight flying out in the bush of Alaska, you know, that wears somebody out, and so they need their time off. They also have families to consider. Not all of our pilots are bachelors or bachelorettes. They're not single. So there's all kinds of considerations. It's very easy to think that, but it's extremely difficult to implement and then require of an employee, and it's not as realistic as one would think. Just finding the housing alone is nearly impossible.
Circling back to the news about the pilot, what have the conversations with communities that were on the flight schedule, how have those conversations been, and what have you guys been telling the community members?
Well, we're telling them just exactly what we're telling you, that we did have an employee that had a positive test result, and that we have since quarantined and then tested any other employee, and they have all come back negative, and that anybody that traveled on the aircraft has been considered close contact. But we also explain that throughout this entire pandemic, we do the majority of flying in Southwest Alaska of passengers, and same with the Anchorage Kenai route and throughout the Alaska Peninsula. And there's been, I can't give you an exact number, but anywhere from 15 to 20 times that we've been notified that somebody that has been a passenger on one of our aircraft has tested positive. And we've followed our protocols and immediately quarantined that pilot and had them tested, and each and every time they've come back with negative results. But as far as the communities themselves, there's been nothing negative. All of them have been extremely positive and offering help if needed. You know, we work very hard to make sure that we are following each and every community's own travel restrictions and mandates. And I think that has gotten us some faith from the communities that we're doing everything we can to help mitigate any spread of the COVID virus.
YKHC transports people for medical care through your airline. And upon the news, you know, what was the reaction from YKHC, and what conversations have you guys been having?
Well, we've been working with YKHC since the very beginning of all this. They notified us that of this positive result. They worked with us directly to provide us with the needs that we had, just like I was talking about earlier, about we pulled off a number of employees off working status and quarantined them, and we needed several of them to be able to work, so we worked with them on the rapid testing and the normal testing. And then we worked directly with them for any contact tracing. It's been a very good relationship, and we've been supportive of each other. There was no disruption of medical travel for any of the passengers out there. We had enough pilots that were off duty, but live out there, that were able to come on and help us and keep everything going.
Okay. Well, any final thoughts before I let you go?
No, I just want everybody to out there in the region to understand that we take all of this extremely seriously, and we're doing everything in our power to make sure that we reduce any risk of our operation and any risk to the community. When we also have to balance that to make sure that the essential needs of all the communities are met by us as well, as far as delivering the bypass mail and the medicines and the medical travel and whatnot. Throughout this entire pandemic, I'm sure everybody understands that everything is changing at all times. And with that, we do as well. Just like we're looking at possibly now, instead of just testing out-of-state residents, we are looking at and hopefully be implementing very soon all employees be tested before going out into rural Alaska. We are doing absolutely everything and going through great lengths to make sure that we are providing a safe operation to the communities of the YK Delta and everywhere.
Thank you so much for coming on today.
No problem.
That was Grant Aviation's Vice President of Operations, Dan Knezik, talking about the airline's precautions following the news that one of their pilots, who works in Bethel, tested positive for COVID-19. I'm your host, Christy Schallenberger.